This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. The sailors you were left it to.
He only did.
He only did what he had to do.
It is so frustrating.
And now he's growing.
I mean, I rarely start cussing and screaming. But when I was lifting weights this morning in my garage with a couple of my friends, I heard from a friend who just talked to his wife that she was talking about taking their six-month-old baby that she already snuck off to the so-called doctor and got six different shots for when he was about 5 months old, and he got sick from it. Not too sick. But she was going to take him and give him the flu shot. And, you know, obviously a father can go in any state and block that, or a mother. But more and more, we've got videos. I forgot to play this the other day. In fact, they had it over there on the other side. Somebody will find it. It's the police going, it's the law. We're going to arrest you if you don't take your shot. Come into your house. And I've seen them do that in poor black, Hispanic, and white areas. Pardon me? Oh, you've got it. Let's play it then. And I remember footage in Maryland years ago. They had dogs and all the people were showing up to get their shots. And the judge was telling them it was the law. They had to do it. And it was all made up. Young mother in California threatened with arrest at a bus stop for not vaccinating her children. If we lose this battle, what just happened to that young mother in California will soon start happening all over the nation. And what they do is they say, we're going to kick you out if you don't have it. It's a policy. Then they claim you're truant. So it's all a color of law trick. And they teach them this at seminars. Well, it's for the best that we lie. Despite the fact that I have a stack of news here from government reports, studies about miscarriages, brain damage, that it doesn't protect you like it says it will. And then now Google, Bing, and others place all the fake news articles at the top and it won't even let you actually read the inserts. They've always known vaccines are linked to miscarriages. They knew the anthrax vaccine was super dangerous. Quote, I called the police department to make a complaint for harassment, was told to the sergeant that me not giving my kids shots is a criminal act, that I will be arrested. That's Claremont School. But it's not criminal. Here's that video.
So I just want to know, do you have the vaccine records, ma'am, or not?
They already know. Who are you? What is your name?
I'm Mr. Del Boston with the school district.
Okay, what is your first name?
Felipe Del Boston.
Okay, what is your position? I don't understand the purpose of
ma'am,
you being here.
I'm the one who needs to know if you have had your son with the vaccine.
Why do you? They already know what I have. They know what I have, so I don't understand
right
the purpose
you
of you being here. Well, I don't understand the purpose of you being here. I don't understand the line of your questioning. I don't understand what your position is at Claremont School District, and I'm asking these questions. What is your position?
I'm asking the question, ma'am. Do you have the vaccine?
I'm not answering any questions until I know who you are. I don't know who you are. Who are you? Give me a card.
I already told you who I am.
I don't know who you are. What is his position, ma'am?
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know who this man is. He came with the Claremont Police Department to make sure, I guess, to treat my six-year-old like a criminal to make sure he doesn't have any immunizations. I am recording this because this is harassment. I am embarrassed that I have walked my kids to the school, the bus stop this morning, and they have harassed me. I don't know who this man is. He has not identified himself. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. What is your name? Can I have your card? The officer refused to give her name. The officer refused to give her card. I have no idea who these people are. And this
see,
is
all lives matter, folks. And you see what you just witnessed right there. They come to the bus stop. to tell her it's illegal, you got to give your kid shots. They called. Sergeant says, that's right, you're going to go to jail. Total lie, total fraud, total racketeering.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Painful to me.
You know, I've spent much of the last hour on vaccines. And on the fact that the sperm count is down over 90%, testosterone is down over 50%, Europe-wide, Japan-wide, Brazil-wide, U.S.-wide, anywhere that eats a modern soy-based or glyphosate-based diet, because glyphosate bioaccumulates in all the major crops that use it. It basically is estrogen, chemical, and breaks down into several different types of estrogen mimickers. And so, you know, the New York Times says 50% since the 1970s. It's far worse than that. They're always whitewashing it all when you get into the actual reports. This is happening. And the soy and the vaccines and the fluoride. I mean, folks, fluoride is one of the most studied things in the last 200 years of modern science. And they know that hydrofluorosilicic acid is a weaponized, souped up, electrified acid base. You stick your hand in hydrofluorosilicic acid, you pull it out, it's like rubber and falls off. It's one of the most deadly acids out there. It's right up there with hydrochloric. Hydrochloric acid. And when they put it in water, it becomes an adjuvant. It carries everything through the blood-brain barrier. You get a little bit of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Everything else they're adding to the water, believe me, they're adding quite a bit on purpose, is then souped up so you don't have to put as much in. It's the delivery system. So when we say fluoride's causing 15-point IQ reductions, if you just drink it, what is it? The Harvard study was 3 years when you're a child. Oh, but they have it even after that came out years ago. Oh, fluoride water for babies. It's for your babies. Wonder how CNN feels now that it's come out. They've had to report it. Lower IQ in children if you drink it just while you're pregnant. So that's why I'm so frustrated, is that I have just today stacks of news, government documents where, oh, here's one. They admit the government knew that anthrax vaccine wasn't going to help you and was hurting the troops. They've already known that for 25 years. You can't find an immunity for something you can't kill. You can't kill anthrax unless you put it in an incinerator. You can't radiate it and then shoot it into somebody and then wonder why they get anthrax. Gee, we gave this to 500 people and this, you know, these five platoons or whatever, and bunch of them have got big sores all over them, and they're bleeding out of them. It's anthrax. You got anthrax. And they weren't giving them the anthrax shots. I'm going to tell you this again. protect you from it. They wanted to see how it would mutate in your body. With different batches, they did different things to. They manipulated the anthrax, did a live genetic mutagen test on you, and that's now come out. They were getting the blood from the troops for advanced research into life extension because they want to know why certain cell lines will not die. Will not die. There are animal cells and there are plant cells that can live millions of years in hibernation. And they're finding all sorts of new species and all sorts of new types in the rocks. Remember, they always thought, oh, you need light to live. No, they're just, they got mines in South Africa that are 3 miles deep, and they're digging into rock that's just full of microbes. They don't even know what they are. We might dig into something that kills us all. But I sure know it's not good to take it and go, let's give it to 1 million troops. Yeah, that's a great idea. And then take their blood and see what it does. You think the people that would give black people syphilis or radiate little kids in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, you think they stopped now? They didn't stop any of it. Just the secret testing alone. Because, see, I've got so much news to cover here today, but I get mad about this, and it upsets me so much. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to get to the other news. You know, they just pulled up an Arctic thaw, and now they just dug up a bunch of anthrax. That's down in ice. It's millions of years old. Arctic thaw threatens really superbugs from hibernation. Well, I'm sure if you inject all the troops with it, I mean, you know, the Navy dug up the Spanish flu that killed 40 million people. And remember the SV40 vaccine they had 6 or 7 years ago? They put an attenuated version of that in there. It came out in the medical literature. You know, that's the crazy part is, they go, the year before the H1N1 outbreak, we put a simulant into that year's vaccine. And I'm like reading this in medical journals where they admit they were jacking with it and put a simulant. That means another attenuated virus in it. Yes, you attenuate, you radiate, you fry, you cut up. Viruses, they tend to not operate as well. Like you put a cell phone up against your head, it vibrates the DNA and breaks it as well. They do. They blast them with radiation or with microwaves or with both. And then they inject it into you. And just like insects are immune to poison, you may kill 99% of them, but that 1% was already immune. They were a mutation. You start giving billions of people mutagenic vaccines, and you know full well what you're doing. And you're there to get their blood work afterwards and patent the blood. You know, they've for about 45 years have been taking everybody's blood at birth, putting it in a database. I learned about it from a nurse in a secret government program that we exposed, and it later became mainstream news. I'm credited with that. I'm just pointing that out. And then they took the blood and they sold it to big companies. And the companies then patented your genes and your unique protein factors, and then people are going to get gene therapy, and they're going, sorry, we do have a gene treatment for you, but 22 years ago, this company or that company bought your blood and patented you. And there have been court cases, and the federal courts have said both the companies own you, and other cases have said they don't. And you've got genetic therapies that they go, you know, that'll be $180,000 per treatment. And there's a 100% cure rate. You got to have 10 treatments. And your insurance doesn't cover it because we bought your blood sample. Now, that's just from birth. Can you imagine the military application of that? You see something hundreds of times bigger than the Manhattan Project. People's blood taken at birth so they can know your genetics and they can manipulate your genetics and they can use your genetics and they can now resequence them with a gene editor that they had 30 years ago that I just told you about last week, literally, that they then inject directly into live species. And you're going to trust them. It's all a trust thing. I told you there's a pediatric place that I'm not taking my children to anymore, but when you first went there, you know, you'd be search engine vaccine pediatricians that, you know, don't make you vaccinate. And I went and found a place, and the guy owned a big clinic in town. He was retiring about 10 years ago. And he walked over to me, and I brought my son and daughter in for a checkup. He goes, you know, I've worked in the city clinic like you're supposed to, continued education. You got to do things like that. He goes, we were given kids a few years ago in East Austin 1960s live polio vaccine that had SV40 cancer virus in it. And he goes, and I refused to do it, but they continue to do it, and they continue to do it to this day. And I said, that's incredible. And he grabs me by the arm. He's a big guy. And he goes, don't you ever tell anybody I told you that. And I said, hey, man, I already know that, okay? I already know. Don't worry. Now he's been retired. I walk there with my new baby. Nurse walks over. Doctor walks over. She goes, you get your stuff and you get out of here. There are no problems with the vaccines. They're perfect. Of course, she's been in the training. I even know the training. You can go watch it online to lie to me and say that. And I said, guess what? We're going to beat you. I know you don't take them. I know you don't give your kids them. They're lucky I don't get out in front of them with a bullhorn. I'm thinking about it. Okay, that's the scum here. They don't take it. The highest education.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com, Capterra.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now, here's an example of the quandary we're in, or the paradox. They've got more than 30 microaggressions they teach at universities just on sexism, that if you tell a woman she looks nice, that's a form of harassment. Or if somebody ever asks you out, period, even if you're not even, you know, working with them or whatever, that somehow is a microaggression. Or it's the same thing. They say if you tell a black person that they look good or something they said was really cool or that they did a great job, well, that's patronizing. That's the same deal. No, it's like something like Brandon Tatum gets 70 million views on one video. That's because he nailed it like a hole in the one, more eloquent than I could ever be. That's saying this is really good. But see, that's where they make all the fight about, and did a guy ask a girl out, versus Harvey Weinstein literally reportedly raping people, his chauffeur, others witnessed this, assaulting women almost every day, humiliating them, Bill Clinton settling rape cases, all of this. So I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to her about, but I just thought of this when they punched her up on Skype and I saw her there. I was going to say, wow, Candace Owens looks great on TV. She's even more beautiful in person and super smart and super articulate. And she looks really great today. It's good to see her face. I'm married. I'm not hitting on her. And it's not, I don't think it's a microaggression to say, wow, you look great. I mean, is that bad? Because the left says that's bad, just as bad as raping somebody, is it?
It is not that bad, and I do not understand why people are suddenly so offended by compliments. I really think it's just like the ugly girl strike back movement, and they don't get compliments, so they've turned compliments into something that is not to be desired. I don't subscribe to it.
Oh, yeah, some women act like I'm a pervert or something because I open a door for them. I did that because when I was growing up, I got slapped in the back of the head by my mother if I didn't. It's just automatic.
I know that's the most hilarious part, when guys are being chivalrous and they now turn it into an act of attack. It's so ridiculous. It's gotten so ridiculous on the left, but they can't enjoy anything. Not a compliment, not a kind gesture. It's just where we're at with them at this point.
And they admit millennials, you name it, are the most depressed, unhappy people statistically. You'd think they'd want to get out of what they're in instead of getting deeper into it.
You would think so, but that doesn't seem to be the case. They're miserable. They're absolutely miserable because they've sucked the fun. I talk about this all the time. Liberals have sucked the fun out of everything in life. There is nothing left for them to suck the fun out of, which is why they're miserable. They have nothing else to leech on to.
Exactly. I want to get your take on this. Why do you think it's all coming out now? The internet, chain reaction, people feel safe now. But there's, you know, there's more to that because mainstream media has embraced this, even though it's burning down their own system. I think they know it's time to actually get rid of the old Democrat guard, and then hope that they can roll this into a larger movement to again, conflate or mix men and women having normal interactions with rape culture.
You know, I think it really boils down to politics. I think that it's just a strategy for them to cast a light on people, a negative light on people that they don't want to see there. And what's happening is the right is using the same tactics to fight back. So now we're kind of in this civil war of people talking about what is or what isn't sexual assault. And what it ultimately comes down to is the Democrats are the ones that first shifted that definition, right? I was talking about it with Owen yesterday, but initially when I learned about rape, it was like hardcore rape. It's somebody slipping something into your drink. It's you running down an alley from a stranger and, you know, them trying
it's
to
It's something
kill
you're
going to
call the cops for. I mean, if assault's real. I got three daughters. I got a son. Somebody sexually assaults you or grabs you, call the police. I mean, if it's serious, what is assault? What is rape? What is harassment? Call the police is what it is.
Right, exactly. But the definition has shifted so much, and now it can be, like you just said, a compliment. It can be guys and girls hooking up in college. They're drunk, and they after a party, they go and they have sex, and the girl wakes up in the morning and regrets it or doesn't remember all of it. So now she's being taught and indoctrinated with the idea that this is sexual assault and rape, and that could not be more false. And that movement and that change definition is extremely harmful, not just for men, but for women as well. It's turning women into overanalyzing psychopaths.
And I should have introduced you properly. It's just you were here for a few days, got to know you, went out to dinner with you and the crew. So I was, like, was talking to an old friend again, Candace Owens with Red Pill Black, and her experience as a liberal, as a mainline feminist, being inducted into their cult briefly was what woke her up to what was really going on. Is that a fair way to say it? Are them trying to induct you in?
Right. No. So what I always say is that I was a liberal, but I was more of a, it's almost like a sleep hypnosis. Like I wasn't active. I was never out there wearing a pussy hat. There was no ideas even of mine that were technically liberal. But because I'm black and from the time that we are put in school, the way that we are even taught our history is biased and it's all a lie. They make us think Democrats are the hero. They make you think that you cannot think anything outside of the fact that you are a Democrat. That indoctrination happens in our youth and we carry it with us. We go to college, you learn the exact same thing, and it's a mass brainwashing. So if you're not paying attention to politics, which is the case for the majority of the black community, we aren't paying attention. We're too busy trying to feed mouths, or for me it was payback student loans, and you just go, oh yeah, sure, I'm a Democrat. But when you start paying attention, and here is my theory, every single black person is a conservative. And when they find out how we have been lied to and manipulated by not just the media, but the Democrats, most especially what they have done to us, it is going to be hell for them.
It's just crazy, too, when you learn the Democrats know what they're doing, like the group of feminists that you later exposed were the ones harassing you to then be the savior. I mean, it's a cult. They know what they're doing. They're just cold-blooded.
Absolutely. They are cold-blooded. They do not care about marketing, and it's ugly. It's just gotten absolutely ugly, and I think black people are waking up to it, and if I'm anything to help, it's going to be hell for the Democrats by 2020.
Absolutely, and for the Republican rhinos that are the very same type of so-called blue blood elites. What do you make, because we're going to go to break and come back and go over all this, what do you make of the domino effect, though, because it is just crazy. A Dems reckoning with Bill's sexual offenses is the final nail in the coffin. I mean, this is the Democrats and people saying this. Dem Senator Bill Clinton should have resigned following Lewinsky scandal. They're saying Franken should resign. And, you know, I'd say, well, if there wasn't the photo of him grabbing her breast, he's clearly doing it. And if he didn't have a history of this, more women are coming forward, I'd say wait and see. But with him, we have the smoking gun. People are saying, well, why did Trump talk about this and not more? It's smoking gun, the photo. But I think the Moore thing's pretty creepy. I'm going to get your take on that. In fact, let's cover that now. What do you think about the Roy Moore thing? Because I don't care that he happens to be a Republican. If this stuff's true, I'll throw him under the bus in 2 seconds.
Right, absolutely. So I will say that some of the facts surrounding this are extremely shady. I tend to agree with the fact that the handwriting doesn't match. So that is a little shady. Obviously, the timing of the complaints, no matter
what. You know, you're making some great points. We're going to reconnect with you on Skype because it's breaking up a little bit. We're going to come back with Candace Owens, Red Pill Black, on the other side. And that's where I stand on Moore. If somebody's guilty of something, but the prosecution tries to set them up, the whole case is thrown out. And we've got women that are Democrats that are backing down or who've been caught working for the other candidate. We've got handwriting that doesn't match. We've got weird testimony. We got the mall saying this stuff never happened. He wasn't thrown out. He wasn't throwing women. But then you got him saying, I did date 17-year-olds and I got their daddy's permission. I just think that's a little creepy. But is it illegal? No, it's just the politicians, they're all weird freaks, man. I don't know what's going on.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness But with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Candace, about 3 weeks ago, spent a few days in Austin. My wife and I and the crew, Owen Schroyer and others, took her out to dinner. It's a place called the Russia House that's actually Russian food. And they've actually got some clothes you can put on as a joke there. So we donned some Russian outfits and shot this joke video that ended up airing on some U.S. news as if we were serious and in Russia as if it was a joke, which it was meant. No, this is not proof of our Russia collusion. Here it is.
We pledge allegiance to Comrade Putin and his great minion, Donald J. Trump, to make America great again. We pledge this plan to destroy the Americans, to save their economy and their people and their border and their military. Hail Putin! Hail Russia! We will never surrender!
Yeah.
Yes, that is the KGB plan. Well done, comrade. Show the Americans!
We didn't force Candace to be part of that. She was sitting one down from my wife. But, you know, I'm never good at really promoting things that are huge news. Well, the reason Candace was coming on, I kind of just got off onto the Judge Roy Moore thing and the big sex scandal stuff. Just as an example of, is it bad to tell a woman she looks nice or tell a man your suit looks good? I mean, if I see a guy wearing a suit looks good here at the office, I go, man, who's your tailor? You know, that looks sharp. That's a nice car. I mean, this is not harassment to talk to people. And she's going to get into that, but I forgot the main reason she's on. This is so huge, and this is such documentation of censorship. Just 2 weeks ago in Congress, they said, Paul Watson's article is number one on Twitter about the Islamists plowing the car over people and how the mayor knew and was warned, which was in the news. He'd been warned, obviously, that Islamic attacks are coming using cars. They said, sir, we saw it at lunch during the break, and we banned it. Now, that was Twitter and Facebook both nodding, you know, that they dealt with it. But here it is. This is hers. Can my children be friends with white people? This came out November 11th. We covered it last week. We mentioned it this week. I mean, it is the craziest condescending article I've ever seen. She talked about it and linked to it. And then they're so politically correct and they're so censoring her because she is a, to use a cliche, smart, powerful, good-looking black woman, what they really fear, not on their plantation. They banned her. They froze her account. We removed something you posted. This is from her account, and this is her response back to them. And again, this is what they do. They attack us, and then when we respond back, they didn't stop the New York Times from posting this or linking to it. No, you can't respond back. In fact, I've noticed this, that a lot of folks will criticize Nazis now and make connections to Islam and how Islam helped the Nazis in World War II. It's a fact. We've had that blocked. Everybody else that posts, the Imam of Jerusalem and others with Hitler, they go, oh, we don't let you promote Nazism. That's like saying PBS can't air a documentary about Hitler. You're promoting it. See how they play these games? So Candace goes, this is racist to say white people are inherently bad, and they don't want her, a black woman, responding to it, pulling back the curtain. That's all I am, or she has a little Toto, pull back the curtain. That's the power of truth. And they blocked her. They suspended her as punishment. And they told us, they said, you keep doing what you're doing, you'll be totally banned. And they're giving us they still haven't done it. I talked to them last week. The head of the brand, quote, of, this is high level execs, Alex, now work with us, or we're going to ban you. Don't say we didn't warn you. So, again, Candace Owens, we've got you connected back now. Your Skype's better. Go over this for radio listeners that can't see it, how amazing this is.
What's really particularly fascinating is you see that they say that they're banning me because I violated the policy and they don't allow people to attack people based on their race. That is why I got banned from Facebook. Okay. Well, the article I was linking to was quite literally attacking people based on their race. So they were fine with the article existing. They were fine with the article being shared on Facebook. They were not fine with me taking a satirical stab, a hyperbolic approach to taking a look at what this article was saying. Essentially, this article was advocating for segregation. It was pro-segregation. To even ask the question, can my children be friends with white people? Could you imagine how the heads would turn if Ann Coulter wrote a piece entitled, Can My Children Be Friends with Black People? Could you just imagine? Imagine how that would be perceived, how violently that would be perceived on the left. But when I take an article and I say, yeah, you know, you're basically advocating for segregation, okay, and I use sarcasm and humor, they put me on suspension. Not the author of the article, not the New York Times page for having the balls to even air something like that. They put me on suspension. And it goes back to what you said. They don't like to see a black person criticizing, calling out racism. And as we know and as we've learned, racism is totally fine as long as it's being geared towards white people.
Well, that's the game they play where you show the Imam of Jerusalem with Hitler and they say, we're not going to let you promote Hitler. And they know full well you're showing history, you're exposing it, it's a fact. I mean, you can even see, you know, Hollywood movies about World War II and the Arabs working with the Nazis. Or I guess they're going to have to ban Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, it's fiction, but it's based in North Africa that the Nazis occupied, you know, with the Muslims inviting them in. And I mean, I'm just stating a fact that every major Muslim country backed up behind Adolf Hitler. That is a historic fact. I'm not promoting Hitler. Same thing. You're showing some whacked out, race baiting guy selling all this white guilt, saying, here's what you got to do. It's not enough to be, you know, a mixed couple. It's not enough to be liberal. It's not, you got to adopt whatever we say, or I'm not going to let you in the in club. That is literally right. like Jim Crow laws, but as you said, reverse, or the white golf course that won't let blacks join. I mean, this is next level. What do you think's behind it?
Self-imposed segregation is what we're taking a look at. What's behind it is the Democratic Party. This has kind of always been their initiative. They pretend they're helping black people. Now they're creating safe spaces. Black people are creating their own safe spaces. I forgot what college this was. And they
have a bunch of them. A bunch of them creating safe spaces.
An all-black dorm, okay? That is literally segregation. Self-imposed segregation is everything that Malcolm X and MLK fought against, okay? And now black people are willingly imposing it on themselves in the name of being safe. It makes absolutely no sense. And they actually haven't thought through the fact that we are going completely backwards in terms of our progress, and that's because the media is constantly feeding this narrative. They're constantly race baiting. They're constantly trying to separate the races. They're constantly trying to create these conflicts. And some people are biting on it. Some people that are absolutely sleeping and brainwashed are biting on this ridiculous narrative. I'm not one of them. So I am continually silenced. It's always going to be an uphill climb for me because I don't plan on shutting up. I'm going to keep saying what I have to say, and I'm going to keep calling out the media, and in this case, the New York Times, for their absolute BS.
That's right. And expanding on that, I knew when I saw it a month and a half ago, that whole Air Force cadet thing was timed by the deep state and the NFL. It was all being coordinated. It was all totally fake just to create division.
We are living in a time of propaganda. It amazes me that so many people learn about propaganda in school. That's the number one thing we learn about yellow journalism. We learn about Hitler. And we answer the questions to these tests positively. Yes, this is propaganda. What Hitler did was propaganda. But we are unable to apply that logic when we are existing in an era of propaganda. People don't understand it.
We're going to come back again and hopefully do a couple more segments if you've got time. Again, Red Pill Black, folks, you need to follow her on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere, because she's got to kind of hopscotch back and forth on different platforms. That's how you beat them. You stay on the platforms. You force them to censor you. You force them to ban you because you decry the New York Times writing this. Yes, this is an actual article that appeared in the New York Times. My response is no, your children should not be friends with white people. In fact, avoid them at all costs. Best not mingle. Might be a better idea if we separated things from the whites altogether. This is your quoting from the article, and they're saying, no, you're bad, but the New York Times is allowed to have it, tweet it, and they tweeted it, they put it, then it's all praised, but then when you point out it's racist, they use the race label to shut you down. It's beyond 1984.
Right, it is, and me taking a satirical stab and adding to the article and saying, yeah, go ahead, separate the kids, and where are we going to end up? Right back into
therapy. But that's what he says in the article. You're basically paraphrasing him.
Right, exactly. That's the critique is what upsets them. Someone endorsing it in this megaphone, hyperbolic way is what upsets them. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that writers should be embarrassed they ever put that forth and people in the black community to speak out against it. And that's what I did.
All right, let's come back and get into whatever you want to get into. I know you've got a lot to say and a lot to cover. And then I want to get back into the avalanche that is crushing the Democratic Party. Just new revelations by the hour, more women coming out against Franken, who's famous for this, and who, when the woman's asleep, he's grabbing her breasts and bragging about it. I mean, he's got to resign. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On Twitter at Red Pill Black, on YouTube at Red Pill Black, Candace Owens. They're scared of her. That's why they got so many disinformation campaigns going against her online. People contacting me, making stuff up. She needs to ignore all that, move forward, keep putting out content, giving her analysis, and don't let them shoot her down. They tried it with me and so many others. But people that are successful just ignore it, laugh at it, and move forward. So they fear her, and that's, I mean, you can tell why. And just all these new great voices that are just of every color, creed, all humans, all red blood, all strong, all with souls full of light and liberty, is scaring the globalists, and their whole facade is falling right now. This is such a beautiful time to be alive. You know, you just don't get tomorrow's news today. You don't just get next week's news today here at InfoWars. A lot of folks would love to be able to say, hey, they have congressional hearings every month saying they're censoring InfoWars, they're trying to shut us down. Soros admits they're meeting in secret to try to shut us down. I mean, they got Soros people and lawyers, and I'm not going to get into it yet, behind the scenes, trying to stop us. So listen, it's like electricity, flipping the light switch on when you're a teenager. Daddy and mommy got to pay for that. And there's engineers and lines and technology that goes into it. And hydroelectric dams and on and on and on. Same thing with mama bringing in those groceries. You just think you're there and you're mad that she didn't get you three of the thing you wanted. She didn't have the money. Okay? I mean, it comes down to that. And don't just expect to turn InfoWars on like water and it just comes out of the faucet. And I'm not complaining at listeners. I'm just not good at getting up here and going, man, we got missiles coming in and blowing up all over the place. I mean, you don't just think they're on national TV saying shut us down and they're not playing games. I mean, they have run major operations against us. And there have been a lot of good people that have come in, you know, as heroes in that process. And I'm not at liberty to get into all of it, but I'm talking about breaking my family up, folks. I'm talking about coming after everybody I know. I mean, you know, it's serious, okay? And I'm not, this is what I wanted. It's what I asked for. I want to defeat the globalist. I want to change the world. We're doing it. But I need your prayers. And I need you to understand that, you know, we put a really happy face on this because we're not SJW whiners. I'm just saying, you wanted me in the ring. When you financially support us, when you pray for us, when you spread the articles and videos, you are us. You are stepping in to the ring with me, with Candace, everybody else. And let me tell you something. They've taken the gloves off. Well, we took them off a long time ago. That's good. I'm just telling folks, you want to fight? You want somebody to fight for you? Baby, we're doing it for all of us together and our children. But I'm telling you, I need people to go to InfoWars Store. I need you to sign up for AutoShip on the great supplements and products. If you like something, keep the AutoShip on. Don't like it, cancel it. It's free to cancel. 10% off additionally. We got free shipping running through Sunday. All the other specials had to end because I sold out of most of the shirts and a bunch of other products, 50% off. But Caveman's back in stock, 50% off. We've got the new carnivore digestive enzyme. It's so good. If you eat a high-protein diet especially, we can help everybody. That's in. And we've got our new probiotic. It's excellent as well, that I'm very proud of. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Flora Life, advanced restoration, really high quality. And we've also got the 15 million live probiotic everyday maintenance at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got a new T-shirt and a couple new T-shirts. The new Don't Tread on Me, that's a very powerful design. And then a new one that one of our security guys had the idea for. If you're coming for mine, you better bring yours with a picture of a M4 AR-15. A great new shirt. I haven't seen that variant, but there it is, a brand new deal on Don't Tread on Me and from my cold dead hands, basically. Okay, getting back to Candace Owens. Candace, you've got the floor now for the rest of this segment, the next. I know you've got a lot of important points that you like to point out and that you like to make. So what else is on your radar? And if you want to get back into the whole Judge Roy Moore thing, you got cut off by a break.
So I think one thing that I definitely want to talk about, and I keep saying that people are not talking enough about it, and I'm excluding you because I think that you're one of those people that has always kind of seen through this because you've been a victim of it. But the psychology of trolling is quite impressive online, on Twitter in particular, that they can make up a lie, right, give credence to the lie, and impact something like Sean Hannity's show and advertisement dollars. These are troll accounts that have this much power and that we give credence to. And like you said, they, you know, were emailing you, oh, Candace this, Candace that. Obviously, you've been through the ringer. You've seen the lies on social media that mostly were told about you. But it's one of these things in this movement that we have to mobilize and we have to be able to see through vicious smear campaigns. And we cannot let people stomp out advertisement dollars of people that are doing the right work. I mean, the situation with Warren Moore and Sean Hannity is an example of just that. People pretending that they're a mob on Twitter and say, oh, if you don't do this, I'm not going to support you anymore. And then these advertisers just bend over, you know?
Exactly. And, of course, you can expand on that. But, it again, it's the old saying, World War II. They didn't have radar then. It was just coming out. But the Germans would put their anti-aircraft guns wherever the real stuff was, the factories. So they'd have a few reconnaissance planes go out, get shot at, then they knew where to go. So, I mean, I see you getting shot at. Whoever's getting shot at the most, that's who you know is the good guy.
Right. It's so interesting, and I didn't realize that at all. And I specifically thought that for me it was going to take a little bit longer because, I mean, I just started this, and they came so viciously, and it makes you question, like, who's in this movement, who's not in this movement, who's here just as, like, the parasites to try to feed off of new blood. And I think that it's
well,
so
they've got a lot of TV executives that work for them. They call it Q scores, viewability, watchability. You don't just have the aesthetic of people wanting to watch you, then you're also well-spoken and you're smart. You mix that together, you got the trifecta. They're scared.
Right, and they tried to stomp me out so quickly and so viciously. But one of the coolest things, and I want to give some credit to this and credit to you and credit to Dave Rubin and Paul Joseph Watson and Mike Cernovich in this moment, because one of the coolest things is that people are starting to go back to what I call humanism, this human element. And no matter what you say, right, you and I spoke. We looked each other in the eye. We had a conversation about where I'm from, what I'm doing, and what my goals are. So because you are relying on your instinct as a human being, right, a smear campaign can't work on you. And that says something, that this is a return to being a human, relying on your gut instinct instead of being fed something by a propaganda machine that tells you if they repeat it enough times and it's true. And that has been the coolest thing that I have seen in this conservative movement, is people that are relying on their instincts and standing up for one another when they see their friend getting shot out.
That's right. And, you know, it isn't working, so they increase their lies, and Google helps with the search results. But my bottom line is, I think it's an old Southern kind of weird thing, but it's like, hope your daughter, when she's 17, marries an older rich guy because he's stable and then she won't get a bad, you know, young guy. And that, you know, and any old world thing does that. You go to Mexico, that's done. You go to Russia, that's done in the rural areas. Japan does it. I mean, it isn't just the Muslims doing it. They're doing it like they're 9-year-olds, though, you know, marrying them off. But it's a little creepy in a modern way. But then all the other stuff, it looks like, is made up. And so that's why, you know, I then kind of lean back, and I think it's appropriate that Trump's gone after Franken because we got the photographic evidence. You know, there was photographic evidence of Moore grabbing some woman's breast, then Trump would have come out against him. Trump didn't even endorse him.
Right. Right. That's absolutely true. I think that's 100% you said about Trump, is that he's going to do the right thing at the end of the day. And I agree that Franken, I mean, the evidence is right there, taking a look at it. Roy, I don't know where the story is going to end. I have no guess. I did a poll on my Twitter, you know, do you guys believe Roy? Do you think this is a smear campaign? I was saying before, I'm not sure if I got cut off, but the evidence definitely is getting a little weird. I don't buy that the yearbook was not tampered with. That's not to say that he didn't sign it at all. But
it's not even different. His signature. I mean, at least could have done a good job with that.
Handwriting. Yeah, they did. It's like two different signatures whatsoever. But I'm going to drive this point hard home, is that if for any reason there is truth to these allegations, he absolutely needs to step down. And I think that there's not a single conservative that would disagree with that statement.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, we're not like the Democrats who are going to defend people just because they're in a party we halfway for support. I hate the Republican leadership. And if he's just one more of those guys, get rid of him. What do you make of CNBC, NBC, and others? We have an article on Infowars.com defending it, and saying that Franken did nothing wrong, but that Moore is bad. I mean, that is just, these people are ridiculous. I mean, obviously, if we had Moore grabbing some woman's breast on a photo, then we'd say step down now.
Right. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And let me say something. I know some people were saying on one side of the argument, oh, it's not a big deal, it's a joke. That's not funny. To me, if I'm sleeping and somebody's groping me, that's not funny. That's never going to be funny. I have a very good sense of humor, you know, and
I've run into this with leftists. They use saying they're comedians as an excuse for bad behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not an excuse for bad behavior. When somebody is sleeping, there's something that is so incredibly violating about that. The idea that somebody is sleeping and a picture was taken of them, presumably someone that they didn't know too well, making a sexual gesture. That is not funny whatsoever. We're not going to pretend that's funny.
Well, here's the deal. My wife loves me. My wife loves me, but I know better than to just grab her in her sleep. I'm going to get slapped in the face.
Yeah. Same. Exactly. I agree 100%. It doesn't matter who the man is. Least of all, when it's a man that's a stranger. It's disgusting behavior.
Absolutely. You got to, like, pat him on the arm a little bit. You wait. What's going on? You don't, like, just grab even your wife. I mean, it's assault behavior. Just what he did to her behind closed doors. We'll be right back in 70 seconds. She'll be with us a little bit longer. Then I'm going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Support.